Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of December, 2020, 15 days to Christmas. We got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do, in about 5 minutes. AirPods Maximum. Actually, it's just AirPods Max. Yep, Apple has announced their $549 headphones that should be hitting the shelves and online around December 15th. Of course, these are the over-the-ear headphones that have actually been rumored for quite some time. And here they are just in time for Christmas. Now, the AirPods Max, they come in 5 colors. You got space gray, silver, sky blue, green, and even pink. And with the AirPods Max, they have what Apple calls a custom acoustic design that apparently has a 40-millimeter driver system. And with that, you'll get rich, deep bass, accurate mid-ranges, and supposedly crisp, clean, high frequencies. Of course, with all that, you'll have the ability to play or pause audio, skip tracks, even answer phone calls, and of course, if you're really lonely, talk to Siri. You're also supposed to get 20 hours of battery life with the things, too. Though that remains to be seen. We haven't really seen any reviews yet of these things. And if you're wondering if it's all going to be over Bluetooth, well, you will have the option if you want to go wired, but you'll have to buy that lightning to 3.5 millimeter headphone jack cable. That'll set you back another $35. Staying with Apple News, now that you've got your AirPod Maxes, why don't you get your maximum fitness going? Yep, a day before the AirPod Maxes hit the shelves, Apple Fitness Plus will be launching on December 14th. In case you forgot, it was actually announced earlier this year, and the subscription service actually will set you back $9.99 per month, or you can go and stretch it at $80 per year. From what we can tell, it will feature that Peloton-style guided workouts, which you'll be able to view on your iPhone, your iPad, and of course, your Apple TV. At the launch of the service, you'll have 10 workout styles to choose from, those including high-intensity interval training, strength, yoga, dance, core, cycling, treadmill, rowing, and of course the mindful cool down. And for those of you out there that are thinking, well, this is a perfect way to get 2021 going. Am I going to have to buy some equipment beforehand? Well, it doesn't look like it, at least for most, stating that many Fitness Plus workouts require no equipment at all, or at the very least, just a couple of dumbbells. The tech that makes you think, yes, this is what technology is really for, right? Great new experimental app that's come to Android, the new Google Look to Speak. It's an app that's going to make it easier for people with speech or motor impairments get along a lot better in their daily lives. Now, the Look and Speak app will actually let users choose pre-selected phrases on their phone screen with just their eyes. If it sounds very Stephen Hawking, well, it should. That's where the idea definitely came from. It also came from Richard Crave. He's actually a language therapist over at Google, and who works with people that do have speech and motor impairments. And he's saying with this app, the phone will just have to be slightly below eye level. A user will look to the left or the right to choose the list of phrases. At that point, the device will actually speak that out loud. What's even nicer, the phrases can actually be personalized to let users share their authentic voices as well. Best of all, it's available to everybody out there that has a compatible Android, meaning you're going to have to be running version 9.0 and above, including Android 1. And finally, what comes to mind when you think of the biggest selling PC game of all time? It ain't Call of Duty. It's actually an expansion for a game. Yes, get ready for the fastest selling game of all time is World of Warcraft Shadowlands. Yeah, that's the expansion for the 16-year-old game. And why is the fastest selling PC game of all time now? Well, because 3.7 million people thought, I need this in my life. If you want to know who used to be number two, well, it was the devil himself, Diablo 3, which sold 3.5 million copies. Now, a lot of people probably thought World of Warcraft, yeah, that's so last year, until this year happened. Yeah, a big surge of World of Warcraft users once the pandemic hit the world. In fact, even according to the people over at World of Warcraft, players have actually nearly doubled compared to what they were at this time in 2019. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yeah, it's still over there. It's got all the great BTN content, too, that you should get subscribed to. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination. Fantastic podcast await you, like The Max Show, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Be a part of our BTN community, too, over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our ever-growing community. So do yourself a favor and join us now at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back with your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening, but until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.